One question, Brother Joseph. In the book of Revelation, we see this this strange creature that is a dragon with seven heads and with 10 horns. It's quite a scary thing. Can you explain what it is, this dragon? And what are those 10 horns? It's quite unusual. That's why I don't know. How do you explain it?
Yes, thank you, Lord. It's very important, and yeah, it's very important the end time. You see, in in Revelation chapter 11. Okay, here it is, and we see that 11. You talk about the beast and the dragon. Revelation 11, 12, 13, and 17.
In the chapters 11, 12, 13?
Well, 11 talks about the beast, actually. It doesn't talk about the seven heads. But it talks about the dragon in Revelation 12 with seven heads. Mm-hmm. The beast in Revelation 11. The beast in Revelation 13. And the beast in Revelation 17. Okay, this beast represents both the devil and the Antichrist.
How do you know?
Well, Revelation 13, it says, I saw a beast rising up from the sea. All right, and then he talks about the dragon too. All right, and in verse 2 he says the dragon gave him his power. Now, the dragon here in Revelation 13 is the same dragon in Revelation 12, again with seven heads. But then we see also in Revelation 17, okay, in verse 3, it talks about a scarlet beast, a red beast, dark red, that has seven heads and 10 horns. So it's called interchangeably beast or dragon. All right, so in Revelation 13, we see, in verse 1, we see a beast rising up of the sea having seven heads. Okay, yes. In Revelation 12, it is the dragon with seven heads. Okay, and then we see that in Revelation 13, verse 4, it said they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast. So beast or dragon, they get confused. It's interchangeably used for the devil or the Antichrist. Clear?
Yes.
Okay. Did I prove that to you?
And the Antichrist has seven heads?
No, well, it's part of the seven heads. The Antichrist is a head number seven, actually. We know this by other prophecies, all right? So in other words, the Antichrist or the devil is the same thing. You know, they have the same spirits and demonic spirit. They both go to hell, etc. Now, let's make this, I just want to come to the point here. In Revelation 17, I want to say is that we see this beast, verse 3, Revelation 17:3, which is a scarlet beast. It's a color like a communism or socialism, okay? Since the days of the French Revolution, the devil's favorite color has been red. That's where they basically destroyed the Christianity almost completely in France. France today is one of the most antichrist nations in the world. It's forbidden to preach the gospel, convert the lost. You have to do underground, like in China. Mm-hmm. In France, you go to jail. If you convert somebody, if somebody complains, you go straight to jail. Okay, it's just like in China. So France, with all this progress, etc., democracy, it's just smoke in your eyes. Anyway, so that it all began with the French Revolution, the 1700s. Okay, that was a red French Revolution. So that's where really communism came from, Karl Marx and Lenin. Communism is a derivative from socialism. Incidentally, Nazism is a form of socialism. National socialism is what you call Nazi. That's it. It's a small way to say it. Fascism is a form of socialism. It all comes from the Red Dragon, really. Okay, so conclusion. In Revelation 17, we see this dragon, this beast with seven heads, and people have different interpretations, you know, because it is a parable here, Revelation 17, verse 9, the seven heads are seven mountains which the woman sits. So people have been applied this to, you know, to a religion, to Rome, because Rome has seven mountains, but it's not exactly this, because in verse 10 it says the seven, there are also seven kings. So it's like the seven mountains of Rome, there are not seven kings.
Yes.
Okay, verse 10. Five are fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. So as we know, that it's not that Rome had five hills were falling down, one hill was standing up, and the seventh hill had not arrived yet. It's not like that. So it's not talking about Rome. It's talking about something else, all right? What is it talking about? Okay, let's interpret a little bit here. So this prophecy, Revelation 17, was given 96 A.D., all right, by the prophet Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. 96 A.D. gave this prophecy. So in 96 A.D., five heads are fallen, one was still standing, and the seventh head had not come yet. So we know that this dragon, we know by Revelation 12:9 that this dragon is the devil. Okay, so the devil has seven heads, spiritually, symbolically. What does that mean? It means that the devil has been ruling the world through his seven heads. Every head represents a world empire. You can count them. The first was Egypt, the second was Assyria, the third was Babylon, the fourth was Medo-Persia, and the fifth was Greece. So in 96 AD, these five heads, these five empires had fallen.
You mean those are the only empires that existed in the history?
No, there have been hundreds of empires. These have been the only world empire.
Oh, the biggest.
The biggest, exactly. So in the days of this prophecy, 96 AD, okay, five empires had fallen, which I listed. And then there was one head is, it says in Revelation 17:10, it says five are fallen, one is. Mm-hmm. Which empire was 96 AD?
The Roman Empire.
Rome. So the head number six, the empire through which the devil was ruling the world 2,000 years ago, was still standing. And then it says one hasn't come yet. That's the head number seven, symbolically speaking, okay?
Which is?
Is the beast, is the Antichrist.
I didn't come even in our days yet?
Even in our days, it's already beginning to come. Mm-hmm. Because as you see, it says in verse 10, when he comes, it will continue only for a short time.
You're saying since the Roman Empire, there was not any other world empire?
No, there were big empire, the British Empire, the Chinese Empire, French Empire, but there were no world empire. You see, a world empire is not that it controls the whole world, because in the days of Rome, they didn't know that China existed.
Yes.
And China had an empire. But it means that the world empire was able to overcome any nation that they knew of. But in the days of the British Empire, they could never conquer France. In the days of the French and Napoleonic Empire, or the Spanish Empire, they could never conquer England. Understand?
Okay.
So that's where they were no world empire. They were just a local, regional empire.
Yes, I understand.
Understand? Okay, so then it says in verse 10, so one hasn't come yet. When he comes, he must continue a short time. So how short is the next empire? Okay, Antichrist Empire and Godly Empire. How short is going to be? We see that in the description of the Antichrist Kingdom, Revelation 13, among other chapters, where it says that it will continue 42 months or 3.5 years. Revelation 13, verse 5. Also, Revelation 12, verse 6. Also in Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel chapter 12, it gives you time and times and half a time. All the Hebrew for 3.5 years.
So you're saying that the last head, the seventh head, is going to be the coming Antichrist Empire, and it will last only 3.5 years?
Yes, because the Revelation 13:5 says 42 months. So that's the length. It's a short time. It couldn't last longer than that, because Jesus said in Matthew 24, except those days would be shortened.
But it does say in Daniel that the Antichrist will make a covenant for 7 years.
Yeah, Jesus said, except those days will be short and no flesh could be saved. Because, the Antichrist will be the devil in the flesh, the devil in person. And he will have the wisdom of, he's an archangel of evil. Nobody can compete with him. He's like an archangel. And he will conquer the world after many wars. And so that's why Jesus shortened the days to a small, a little 42 months. And then Jesus comes and saves his church.
And what about the 7 years then?
We find this week, the 7 years, all right, in the Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist signs a covenant for 7 years. He breaks it in the middle, and then we see in Daniel 11:31, he puts abomination desolations. Okay, then Jesus said that when you see the abomination desolations, spoken by Daniel the prophet, so it doesn't happen yet. Then flee, because Matthew 24:21, it says there'll be great tribulations. And so, in other words, by Daniel 9:27 and 31, we understand that the abomination is put in the middle of the 7 years. Therefore, the tribulation is 3.5 years. It's the same 42 months of Revelation 13:5. So basically, this period of 42 months, 3.5 years, half of the 7 years, it's the covenant, the 7 year covenant, broken in Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:31, when the abomination is placed, which Jesus says in Matthew 24:15, when that happens, shall be great tribulation. Understand? Matthew 24:15 and 21. You have to, anybody listening to this recording, you're welcome to pause and go to the scriptures.
But if it says that he will make a covenant for 7 years, why do you consider that his worldwide empire starts when he breaks the covenant? What about the first 3.5 years? He's not leading the world. He's not the ruler of the whole world.
Well, we know that by Revelation 13. I can read it to you. Look, Revelation 13, it says, verse 5, "And was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies." You see, he's the Antichrist. "And he was given authority to continue 42 months." See, his authority he receives when he breaks the covenant and he stops the daily sacrifice, all right? And he places the abomination of desolation, which is going to be, some Bible translated, the sacrilege object, which some Bible teachers, including me, have interpreted to be a computer that will control the mark of the beast. See, there are many Bible teachers that we believe that the mark of the beast is going to be the microchip. But whatever it's going to be, we'll find out. It's not important. But
he receives authority from who?
From Revelation 17. Let's read it, where the authority comes from.
Okay.
In Revelation 17, we see that the seven heads, there are many horns, 10 horns, okay, and the seven heads. So the seven heads, that's the seven empire. What are the 10 horns? The 10 horns are 10 kings, it says Revelation 17:12. Are 10 kings that not received kingdom yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. 1 hour is a parable, it's a symbol, it means a short time. How short? 42 months. Understand?
Yes.
So they rule and reign with the Antichrist, with the
yes.
beast, for 42 months. So they give authority to the beast. Okay, see, verse 13, let's read it. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So who gives them authority? Of course, the devil. Like
yeah.
it says in Revelation, Revelation 13, okay, let me read it to you. Revelation 13, verse 2, it says, "The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." Okay, and what does he do? It's a political leader. Okay, his name is not going to be the Antichrist, the Beast. It's going to be Adolf Hitler, Stalin.
Yes,
it's going
yes.
to be a guy that you see on TV with a respectable, nice name. Okay, but in spirit, he's a devil. He's a dragon. He's a beast. So as soon as he receives authority spiritually from the devil through the 10 horns, the 10 kings. Okay, verse 6, Revelation 13, 6. "He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven." Who's the tabernacle of God? The church. 1 Corinthians 3:16 say we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The temple means the tabernacle. So blaspheming the tabernacle of God, that means it's blaspheming the church, the Christians of this world, yes.
So he receives authority from the devil and the 10 kings. Who are the 10 kings?
The 10 kings, we have to go to Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel 7, we read in Daniel 7, verse 7, say, "I saw a fourth beast." All right? Now, right? So this is like these four beasts. Who are these four beasts? These four beasts are four kingdoms. Okay? You see, you can see that in Daniel 7, 23. Daniel 7, 23, you read, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth." You understand? So, this is important to understand, because the four beasts...
Is this the same like in Revelation 17, what you read before? The same beast?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
The beast of Revelation the beast of Revelation is the Antichrist, the devil, the dragon, seven heads,
yes.
seven empire. Like this is a the whole history of the world, since Egypt until the future coming next world empire. This four beasts, Daniel 7, represents four empires. Like the first empire, it's a parallel of Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2 is a big image, head of gold, arms of silver, belly of bronze, the legs of iron, and the feet and the toes of clay and iron. So Daniel chapter 7 is a parallel of Daniel 2. There are four beasts. The first is a lion. The second, that was Babylon. The second, it was a bear. That's Medo-Persia conquered Babylon. It had three ribs in its mouth. That's the three empires preceding, Babylon, Egypt, and Assyria. Okay? And then after Medo-Persia, the bear, comes a leopard, the fastest animal. That's Alexander the Great conquering the world.
So again, the world empires.
The world empire. And then, of course, the fourth beast came after the leopard. And it says here, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. It's not difficult to believe that after Greece came Rome, because that's also written in history.
Yes.
So the fourth beast is Rome. Now, this beast, okay, it says here, in Daniel 7:7-23, it says, I saw a fourth beast, which we understand is Rome, and it had 10 horns. You understand? So basically, on the world empire number 6, Rome, there were 10 horns, okay, which 10 horns, we read in Daniel 7:24, the 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from these kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So from the kingdom of Rome, from the kingdom of the fourth beast, shall arise 10 horns, which are 10 kings.
And so, these 10 horns are the same like the ones in Revelation 7?
Yes.
Which are on the head of another beast.
No, the head of the dragon, which are 7 heads.
Yes.
Since we already know that the first 6 kingdoms were not made by 10 nations.
I understand.
So that leaves only the head number 7 to be formed by 10 horns, 10 kings. Which, in the sense,
yes. Now, in Revelation 17, the 10 horns give power to the Antichrist.
Yes.
How can 10 kings from the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago give power to the Antichrist who will come in the future?
Yeah, because Daniel chapter 7 is not 2,500 years ago. But it was a prophecy of the future. Because you see, in Daniel chapter 7, represented four beasts, okay? One was Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, four beasts. But on the fourth beast, there were 10 horns representing the kingdom of the end time, the kingdom of the Antichrist. In fact, if you study Daniel 7, you see that after the 10 horns, there is an 11th horn coming up, which was more powerful than the 10. You understand? If you study Daniel 7, you see that. There are 10 horns plus an 11, and the 11, it takes over the 10 horns. We find the same 10 horns giving power to the beast in Revelation 17, which is the 10 horns giving power to the 11. Okay? Then it says in Revelation 17, these have one mind. Okay, and they give the power, in verse 13, Revelation 17, 13, they give the power and authority to the beast. And this is the next world empire, which hasn't started yet, authority-wise. But yes, it has started politically and geographically, and is Europe.
Oh. Do you know which are the 10 kings?
Yes, of course. No, I just read, I'm just reading the current events. You can click on internet and you can also find out. Okay? Because now these 10 horns, which are 10 nations, they go together and it's called the European Community. Many nations and the European Community. Oh. Almost 30.
Yeah, 27, 28.
Okay. Is that close to 10?
No.
No. So
Not at all.
Is the prophecy wrong?
I don't know.
Well, he's not wrong. The devil tried to prove the Lord God wrong, but he cannot. So Europe is about some 27, 28. I lost the count these days. But in 1995, there was a second Europe being formed. A Europe of 10 nations. And it's called, while the normal Europe Union is called the EU, okay, European Union, the second Europe formed in 1995 was made of 10 nations, and it had a different name, and it was WEU, Western European Union. If you go on internet and you click WEU, you get all the information. So it's not something I'm saying. You can just click, and then you will find out. You get documents from Brussels explaining. You can go to Wikipedia, whatever you want. It explains about WEU. It was a union formed 1995 until 2011. 2011, June 2011, they took a break. They went in vacations. But they can just snap the finger, get back together again. And that's exactly what the Antichrist is going
Why
to
did
do.
They unite? For what purpose?
They unite militarily. They put together atomic arsenal, the atomic bombs, the military. For now, just symbolically. In other words, they have a treaty to defend each other with their atomic bombs and weapons mm-hmm. in case somebody attacks. Who's going to attack them? Saddam Hussein, who's going to attack them? Bin Laden. It's just a smoke in your eyes. They want to take over the world. So they unite militarily, and now the army is just symbolic, but it's there. Okay. So now they stopped in June 2011 because probably when the Antichrist takes control, he wants to organize things his way. And these 10 nations, you can click on internet, and internet will tell you who these 10 nations are.
There are 10 nations in the Western European?
There are 10 nations, the 10 horns. Mm-hmm. The prophecy is coming to pass before our eyes. I mean, if you want to look at the map clockwise, these are Portugal, Spain, France, England, Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, Greece, and Italy. That's exactly 10. But this, I don't say. You just go on internet and find out. Only they don't advertise because the devil is not going to, it's just, rapping. The people don't understand this thing. But there are two Europes. But these 10, attention, these 10 nations, they have been since 1995, 2011, which now officially, smoke in your eyes, they don't exist anymore, but they are still there. Okay? They can just click back at the order of the Antichrist when he takes control. These 10 nations were the only ones who had the full voting power. All the other nations, they were category B. They couldn't vote. They didn't have a full vote authority. They didn't vote on the important things. They were just people like the second category nations. You understand? So
yes.
The 10 are really, are really the real... The basis of the next world empire, because these 10 horns, they come from the fourth beast. So from the geographical location of the fourth beast, the geographical location of the kingdom of Rome, which is Europe, the 10 horns, which are 10 nations, will get together, give power to the beast, and take over the world for 42 months.
So Western Europe will give its power and authority to the Antichrist.
To a political leader.
Why will he do that?
Well, because we can make some guesses. The devil will probably provoke some terrorism. Just like they blew up the Twin Towers in New York. Okay, that was a trick of the devil to take away the liberties from the Americans. They might plant an atomic bomb in a big city, kill a few million people, the world will need a savior. They don't want anymore a leader of Europe who's just a rubber stamp guy. A guy with a rubber stamp in his hand, just a yes man. They want a guy who can have authority, understand? Who can get them out of these emergencies. So instead of voting in the weakest, the most guy good for nothing, the puppet, they're going to vote in some Adolf Hitler, some Stalin, okay, somebody who's going to, has authority. So they give authority to somebody with a smart one. Right now they never put in a strong guy. They always put in place a weak one. But when they're going to be in such an emergency, okay, terrorists, whatever, the devil is provoking terrorists. The devil is provoking the Twin Towers in 9/11. Is the devil doing that? Because the devil creates a problem so he can bring a savior. And since the world did not want the real savior, Jesus, they're going to get the devil savior, quote unquote, the Antichrist.
Sorry, one question. If you would be a Christian in one of these countries, in one of these 10, what would you do when the time comes that the Antichrist is ruling?
Well, if I was a Christian in one of these countries, look, you have to imagine, Jesus said that time is coming that it was never as bad before, and it will never be again as bad. He said in Matthew 24. And I think I want to read it to you because I mean this the way Jesus put it, because it's kind of drastic. Okay, here it is. See, then Matthew 24:21-22, there shall be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world. It was never. It's going to be so bad it was never before. No Stalin, no Nazis, no communists, no gulags, and no Auschwitz. It was not as bad. And until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days shall be shortened, no flesh will be saved, but for the elect saved, etc., etc., etc. So, listen, it's going to be worse than the Christian who got taken to the gulags of Stalin and died there, or the Jews who got taken to the Auschwitz concentration camps or the Nazi and died there. What would you have done if you were a Jew or a Christian in a concentration camp that they you know you're starving there and you see your friends being thrown to the gas furnace and killed every day and tortured and brainwashed? What would you have desired? What would you have wanted to do if you were smart? It's, oh, if I knew this was coming, I would have what?
I would have hid and run away.
Well, the Jews who were smart, when they saw the black clouds approaching, they left Germany. Say, Brother Joseph, you want me to leave my country? No, you can do whatever you want. Brother Joseph, I have a bank account. Are you telling me I should stop worshipping it for sure?
Amen.
Give it to Jesus. Brother Joseph, I have a job. I went to school for 20 years. I have a diploma. Look, it's on the wall. See, that's a triple frame. You want me to, I'm a doctor, engineer, I am a mechanic. You want me to close my shop and leave? No, you can just sit there and wait for the Antichrist.
So you're saying the best is to leave?
Listen, you need to pray, and unless you get a revelation to stay where you are, don't stay. Okay, go find a place like, either the Lord will show you to get out of Nazi Germany, to get out of Stalin Russia, to get out of the 10 nations, European 10 nations, where the devil is going to be super strong. You can see in Europe now, they're making so many laws, Antichrist, promoting homosexuality, destroying Christianity. They are doing everything opposite. Okay, and it's going to get worse and worse. Now, a big Stalin is going to, a big Hitler is going to get, a big Stalin and Hitler, worse than both of them put together, is going to be a nice looking guy, full of the devil as never, nobody else before him. All right, and he's going to implement the mark of the beast. I believe that as soon as somebody gets a mark of the beast, I believe, it gets immediately demon-possessed. And that's why it says in Revelation 14, you go straight to hell. So what are you going to do? That's prophesied. Revelation 13, they're going to come with the mark of the beast. And it's going to be illegal against the law. They're going to kill you if you don't worship the image of the beast. The image is going to be, I believe, the political system, symbolizing some Nazi flag, Russian flag, a computer, I don't know, whatever the devil decides to be the image of the beast, okay? If you don't worship the political system, symbolized in the new Nazi flag, in the new symbol that they're going to come up with, something, if you don't worship that, in other words, submit, obey, and follow, they're going to kill you. What do you say that? Revelation 13, 15. They're going to kill you if you don't worship it. Now, already now, it's time to move out. I mean, you are sending your children to school. They're coming back where they learn homosexuality. They learn evolution. They learn that we come from monkey. They learn to love materialism. They learn computer. They have to have internet. If they don't have internet, they cannot go to school because it's mandatory. Internet, they learn pornography. Internet, they learn satanism. Internet, they learn to love the world. Already now, it's time to get out of this satanic system. Now, I took my children out. I'm going from country to country. I'm not staying in my country. My country is too antichrist. I've left my country. I'm moving around like a gypsy, like a nomad, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm moving around. You understand? So I would say, listen, I can talk about me. You can do whatever you want. I'm not telling you what to do. You can continue buy houses like the days of Noah. You can marry and give in marriage. You can go buy and sell, like in the desert Noah, you can if you want. But I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm not going to do that. Okay? So unless I get a revelation to stay in my home country, and I didn't, I moved out. I'm moving out, and I did move. Okay? And I keep moving to wherever the Lord leads me. But if you do get a strong revelation to stay in your country, wherever you are, I hope you don't. But anyway, if you want to stay in the country where you are, move out of the cities. The city is going to be hell on earth. A little problem, there's going to be no gas, no electricity, no food, and no water. What are you going to do? You know, there have been some prophets who envisioned people becoming cannibals. You know that even in the Old Testament, when the cities were surrounded, in Jerusalem, the mothers were eating their own babies. In Jerusalem, they were eating their own children. That was Jerusalem. Hello? They were worshiping God, some of them, or trying to. You understand? So listen, what we need to do, we need to listen to God. Because I'm not telling you something too crazy. It happened in Russia. It happened in Germany. And Jesus said it's going to happen again. Worst of all, with the Antichrist is in total control, the 10 nations. So if you are part of this 10 nations, Europe, or if you are an American, America is going to be just as bad, because it's already worse than Europe today. America is Babylon. Babylon, Revelation 17 and 18, that's symbolized by American materialism. I suggest you get out. Go, you know, if you watch some documentaries about the Jews in Germany, the smart one, when they saw the black clouds approaching on Nazis, they got on the ship and went to Argentina. They went to Paraguay. They went to South America. They went here and there. They just got out. All right? So that's my suggestions, that you do that.
It's quite fascinating how the Bible prophecies are being fulfilled under our eyes. If we can just read the signs of the times, the political events, what's happening in Europe. God bless you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.